Well, I want to ask a question. Is it wrong to judge others? Is it wrong to judge what others think or say or do? Is it wrong to try and work out if the people you meet with are real Christians or just church attendees? Christians are often accused of being judgmental of others. Is that a correct assessment? Have we got it right? Well, to start with our thinking this morning, I actually want you guys to do some thinking. I want you to ask each other the question, so in groups where you're sitting, is it wrong for Christians to judge? Imagine you've just been asked that question by a fellow Christian. What are you going to say? And there's just a picture up there to try and influence you. And I'm not saying whether that's good or a bad influence. You don't often get time to talk in church, do you? This is your time to talk in the middle of the sermon. Normally in the sermon, if you talked, I might ask you to be quiet, but this time you're allowed to. Okay, is it wrong for Christians to judge? That's the question you've been asked. What would you say? I'm going to ask you to interrupt your conversations of where you're at. I think we want to pick up on some of those conversations later and continue them. And we're going to be a little more informed, hopefully, as we do that. Or maybe you are already informed. The aim of our time together this morning, we're actually going to be looking at what does God's Word say on this subject. And because we're people who want to glorify and honour God, we're people who want to listen to His Word. How about I pray? Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we don't have to go through life guessing stuff, but you've graciously revealed yourself to us. You've revealed what you've done for us, incredible character, and how we should live as your people to the glory of your name. We pray that our time this morning will help shape our thinking so that our thinking might be like yours. And we ask this, Lord, in your precious name. Amen. Well, before we look at what God's Word says on judging, I want to look at what society says about judging. I think society is confused when it comes to the topic of judging. It's confused about whether judging is good or bad, and what sort of judging is okay, and what sort of judging is not. Let me explain what I mean. In a fair part of our society, I won't say all of it, it's considered almost abhorrent to be a person who is known to judge the lifestyles and the values of others. It's intolerant when we do that. And we're told by society that all worldviews and all cultures are equally valid, that no one worldview and that no one culture is better than another, and no culture or worldview should be censored. And yet, that same society that tries to hold that position is quite judgmental of others who don't hold that position. They judge those they think judge others. And for example, if you want to publicly stand for the traditional view of marriage today in the public world, you will be judged mercilessly, if that's a word. And you'll be sometimes seen as evil by your opponents. In Australia, people have lost their jobs over that discussion because society has judged them as intolerant and wrong. So society on one hand will condemn Christians for judging others, and on the other hand, be quite happy to judge those that they disagree with, even sack them. And sometimes that judgment is quite harsh and quite vitriolic. Here's confusion our society has on another front. Except for radical Muslims, there's almost a universal, worldwide judgment on the actions of Islamic State at the moment. Our society is tolerant and non-judgmental, and yet, for some people, there's a harsh judgment because their worldview doesn't match ours. They're confused about where to draw lines and what to judge as right and wrong, good and bad. I think some more of the confusion is shown in our society where we claim that it is our right to have sexual freedom. And our society is quite judgmental of a church that it sees as old and archaic because especially biblical-focused churches actually have boundaries drawn on where sexual freedoms should be and not be. Society sees us as judgmental on that and yet judges us harshly because we stand firm. There's just a few examples that I think show that our society is confused when it comes to the topic of judging. They want to say that all judging is bad, and yet at the same time they're quite happy to stand in judgment on those that they disagree with. I guess what they're trying to say is, I want you to let me do whatever I want and not be judged by you. But I will judge those that I disagree with. So it seems like a bit of a cheap slogan just to say it is wrong to judge. The problem that society has is to work out when judging is good and bad. But the problem they have then is to know what good and bad is. They need some universal authoritative set of values by which to determine that, and they don't want that. So society's confused. But I think Christians are also confused when it comes to whether or not we should judge others, and possibly what we should use in the judgment of others. Often I hear the blanket statement from Christians that we should not judge others, or it's unloving to judge. What should our approach be on this topic? The good news is that we are not left in the dark to guess this sort of stuff, but God has actually revealed it to us through his word. And if you want to know what the foundation of what to judge and what not to judge and how to judge and how not to judge, then looking at God's word is vital on this topic. The good news for you guys is that I'm not going to cover everything the Bible says or you'll be tempted to judge me harshly. But I hope I can show you what the Bible does say and how the Bible does give us some really good advice on who we should judge and what we are to judge, as well as warning about how we are to judge. Let's look at what judging is, because I've used the one word and it can mean a heck of a lot of different things, can't it? In the Bible, it's got that wide range of meanings as well. And so in one context, using the word judge could just mean to help us separate two things or more, or to distinguish between things, to work out which one's the biggest lump of chocolate on the plate. So to be able to select or prefer, that's sort of one way that the Bible uses the word judgment. Another word is when we look at and consider things, and we could trivialise it and work out what colour on the wall's the best or something like that, but whether we consider right and wrong and good and bad. In reaching a decision, we make a judgment, we discern, we make decisions, and that's sort of another way we can use the word. You can use the word judgment when it comes to settling a dispute in a legal matter or a debate. Or you can use the word judgment when considering what justice is. And the Bible uses the word judgment in connection with God to administer God's justice, and the context is eternal judgment, life and death for all eternity. And it also uses the context of judging by man, as it talks about God appointing, so remember that bit first, people to judge. And we saw angels in one of the verses, or the 12 tribes or the 12 apostles being lined up in some way to do judging. So here we can see that in the Bible, the word judging is used in a broad, many different ways. And we're going to see that in the Bible there is some judging we should be doing. In fact, we're commanded to do. And we're also going to see that there's some judging that God does, and it's solely in the realm of God. Well, with that in mind, let's turn to address the question of who we are to judge. Well, as we look at God's word, we see in one of the readings, so 1 Corinthians 5, verse 9 onwards, but particularly verse 12, we see who we are not to judge. It says that this passage, just to give a bit of context, is dealing with immoral lifestyles within the church. And the passage very clearly says in verse 12 that we are not to judge the immorality of those who don't claim to be Christian, because they're the people outside the church. Now, we've got this funny view in Australia. We think everyone's Christian sometimes, and it doesn't matter whether you go to church or not. Well, that's not a biblical worldview. A biblical worldview is if you're serious about God, you will be at church every week, regularly, without being legalistic. And so we've got this idea that everyone's converted. We're all Christians in this country. So the census figures tell us that. And so we think, well, we can't judge those. We have this clear boundary between those who are Christian and not. 1 Corinthians 5:12 says, judge those inside the church, meaning those who claim to be Christian. But don't judge those outside. Those who don't claim to follow Jesus, don't judge them at all. That's God's place. Now, it's sort of obvious when you think about it, isn't it? We should not expect people who do not claim to follow God to adopt the lifestyles and the values that God gives us. We might want them to, and we might think it's good for society if they did, but we're not to judge them if they don't, because that ball's in God's court. What we should notice in 1 Corinthians verse 5 is that the judgment that's passed on the unrepentant immorality of someone who claims to be a fellow Christian is really strong. God's people are told, don't associate with them at all. Don't eat with them. Don't support them in their immorality. Don't encourage them in their immorality, but cast them out. Have nothing to do with them. That is a very strong judgment. It's a judgment that is to be passed by God's people on those who claim to follow God, but who have unrepentant, immoral lifestyles. And that command to judge those inside the church is in more than just one passage of the New Testament. There's ongoing passages that call on us as Christians to judge the lifestyles and the false teaching of those who claim to follow Jesus. That is, those inside the church. The book of Revelation, the seven letters in the book of Revelation, and the first few chapters that concern that. And in chapter 2, verse 14 and 15, we see that God's judgment is pronounced on a church because of their failure to judge the false teaching of others. So God's condemning a church here because of their failure to judge false teaching. And also because of their failure to judge sexual immorality. And we see a very similar thing in another church, in Thyatira, verse 20 to 21 in Revelation 2. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, the church is urged to judge between biblical truth and false doctrine. They are warned that there will be those who come who will change and distort the word of God. And they are urged diligently to teach the truth. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, Followers of Jesus are urged to be on their guard against false teaching and not to be led astray or fall from their secure position. Clearly, they need to be people who judge between truth and false. The Word of God obviously commands us as God's people to judge those inside the church and not to judge those outside the church when it comes to issues of morality and doctrine. But here to keep us on our toes, the Bible actually does command us at one stage to judge those outside the church. And you'll see that it's a very different sort of judging. In Proverbs 31, verse 9, it calls on God's people to judge fairly and to defend the rights of the poor and needy. You can see that's a very different style of judging, isn't it? Our Proverbs is written to God's people, showing God's people how to live in a way which glorifies God. And so we might think that it's still talking about the relationship inside the people of God, the church, in an Old Testament context. But I think it's actually looking further afield. When God proclaims his judgment on churches, on his people in the Old Testament, in books like Isaiah, which we've just been looking at, he condemns the injustices that his people had been showing. They are injustices that are shown to those within the nation of Israel, and injustices shown to people outside the nation of Israel. And in fact, in some of the prophetic writings that we read, God condemns the nations that aren't his people, but because he condemns them because of the injustices they show to each other. So I think God wants his people to judge all people fairly, especially when it comes to the poor and needy, regardless of whether or not they claim to follow God. So now we've got two big areas of judging, or three depending how you break it up. We've got morality and doctrine, only those inside the church. Judging fairly when it comes to being fair amongst all people, that's whether you're inside the church or outside the church. Let's look at another area of judging. And this is a good area to look at, because it takes a great burden off our shoulders. What about judging people's eternity? Well, the Word of God tells us that that's actually not our job, and that is good to know. To judge people's eternity, you need perfect knowledge, and you need to know perfect justice. And we all luck out on that. The Scripture, time and time again, reminds us that God is the only one who can judge. Acts chapter 10, verse 42, Jesus is the one that God has appointed judge of the living and the dead. Acts 17, verse 31, God has set a day when he will be the judge, and he will judge with justice. Hebrews 10, 30, God will be the one who will judge his people. In Romans 2, verse 16, God will judge the secret thoughts of man. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 1, Christ will judge the living and the dead. In Matthew 19, verse 28, the Son of Man is seated on his throne judging. That's only a few of the many verses that talk about the fact that God is the only one who does judgment for eternity. So, we need to be people who judge the morality and the doctrine of those inside the church, not those outside the church. We need to be people who judge all that we come in contact with fairly. And we need to be people who leave eternal judgment up to God. I mentioned at the beginning that there's also some warnings in the Word of God on how we are to judge. And I think both of those warnings have to do with our attitude. The reading that we had from Matthew 7, it starts out with the command, do not judge. And we need to know some context. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus is talking to a whole crowd up on a mountainside. We know it sometimes as the Sermon on the Mount. and he's engaged in rather intense negotiations, is that the best way to put it, between the Pharisaical worldview of being right with God and the Christian worldview of being right with God. And the Pharisees thought that they were right with God because they pretty much did everything that needed to be done in the eyes of God. They did all that the law required. And so they thought they were self-righteous. And Matthew 7 is saying, you don't judge anyone from a position of hypocritical, self-righteous superiority. Matthew 7 doesn't say don't judge anyone at all, ever. It does say don't judge from a position of hypocritical, self-righteous superiority. In fact, after dealing with your own sin and recognizing your own fallenness, fallen state before God, we are told to help remove each other's specks in our eyes. So the attitude that we are warned about is hypocritical, self-righteous superiority. And then in John 7, verse 20 to 24, you might like to turn that over. I think we've got the time to do that. John 7, 20 to 24, I'll just read verse 24 particularly. Stop judging by mere appearances and make right judgments. Here's a bunch of people that have seen Jesus do one miracle, and they don't really like what Jesus says, and they don't want to look at the Old Testament prophecies about who God is and what he's going to do through his Messiah, and so they reject Jesus, and he's saying, no, look at the facts, look at the Word of God and see that what I'm doing is consistent with the Word of God. Don't judge by outward appearances. Make right judgments. Well, there's a little look. I think it's not the complete comprehensive look, or we might have been here for too long. There's a little look into what the Bible says on judging. And there's some very clear commands for us, aren't there? So we need to get to the point of saying, will my view of judging be shaped by what I want to do and how I fit into this world? Or will it be shaped by who God is and what he's commanded us? So how is God's word teaching us and instructing us and rebuking us and training us? If you thought it was wrong for us to ever, or yourself actually, don't just say us, because us means someone else will do it and I'll walk along with it. If you thought it was wrong for you to ever pass judgment on the false teaching and immorality of those who claim to follow Jesus, then you're wrong. You're actually commanded to do that. If you think that you're there to judge the immorality and the false understanding about God of society that doesn't claim to follow God, well, you're also wrong there. Let God deal with those people. So often we think it is unloving, to call people back to moral obedience or doctrinal obedience. It's not. Is it loving to allow someone to drift away from what God wants? Now, I know this can be a complex issue and we can't deal with all the depth of it. There are some issues that are really central to the gospel. And some issues are really, actually the Bible calls them disputable matters. And the danger is that we make the disputable matter central and argue about those forever and forget about the stuff that's actually core and central to the scriptures. We need to hold fast to the things that are core and central. I hope this morning has helped show us who we are not to judge. It is wrong for us to think we can judge the immoral living and the false teaching that exists outside the church. We shouldn't expect people who don't know Jesus to want to follow him. I think the thing that we should be worried about with the people outside the church is that they are outside the church. That they don't know the reality of God as who he is. They don't know that God demands worship. They don't recognize that they have fallen short of that. It's a work of the Spirit to convict people of their sin and guilt before God. that people need to turn away from that and seek forgiveness that comes only through Jesus. And after all of that, it's our desire to seek them, glorify God in obedience. I wonder whether what we've read in God's Word has helped us reflect on our thinking on the topic of judging. And the attitude by which we judge. Not from that moral superiority. Not from judging just by mere external appearances. I wonder how our judging is changed by God's Word. I've got a question, very similar to the question that we started with. It's a good question to think through and maybe talk about over morning tea or during the week. How would you respond to someone who says it is wrong to judge others? Let's pray, shall we? Our loving Heavenly Father, your word can sometimes challenge our thinking and cause us to stand out as different or be in uncomfortable positions. We pray, Lord God, that we'll love each other enough to help each other think clearly about your word and to live in obedience to it. We pray, Lord God, that we'll love those outside the church enough so that we might share the gospel with them so that they will turn and be saved. And we thank you, Lord, that when it comes to eternity, we don't make that decision, but you do. A God who loves perfectly, has perfect knowledge and perfect justice. And we thank you, Lord, in your precious name. Amen.